Today, like so many days, a case involving Donald Trump is in court.
This time, it's a civil trial in New York City. Magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll accuses Trump of sexual assault. If found liable, the former president could be forced to pay tens of millions of dollars.
NPR's Andrea Bernstein joins us now for a preview. Andrea, what is Donald Trump accused of here?
Trump is being sued for civil battery and defamation for allegedly raping E. Jean Carroll in the dressing room of a department store in Manhattan in the 1990s. Carroll, who wrote an immensely popular advice column at the time called Ask E. Jean, was part of this world of celebrities in New York City at the time. And as Carroll tells it, the two ran into each other outside Bergdorf Goodman's on Fifth Avenue, where Trump said, "Hey, you're the advice lady." And she said, "Hey, you're the real estate mogul." And then, according to Carroll, he said he needed advice on buying a present, and she thought it was funny. Here's Carroll from a 2019 interview with NPR.
He had grabbed up from the counter a little see-through bodysuit and told me to go try it on. And I said, "No, you go try it on." He said, "No, it looks like it fits you." I said, "No, it goes with your eyes. The whole thing, I'm just running a comedy script in my head because it's very funny." And then I made a terrible mistake.
So Carroll says she went with Trump into the dressing room where she says he forced himself on her. Trump has denied the whole thing.
Now, if this happened in the 1990s, why is it going to trial now?
Carroll did not speak out until decades later, in 2019, when she published a book and an excerpt ran in New York Magazine. At the time, Trump called her a liar and added, quote, "She's not my type." So Carroll sued him for defamation. But that's not the case that's going to trial today. The case that is going to trial is a new claim filed in November under a brand new law in New York that allows adult survivors of alleged sexual assault to sue after many years have passed. Carroll is also suing for defamation based on a social media post from the fall when Trump called her allegations, quote, "a complete con job" and insulted her appearance.
Who's testifying in this?
Most notably, Carroll herself and two other women who say they were sexually assaulted by Trump in a similar manner, one on an airplane and one at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Lawyers for Carroll are expected to play a portion of the infamous Access Hollywood tape, where Trump told the television host that he liked to grab women by the genitals and that, quote, "when you're a star, they let you do it." Trump's defenders have called that locker room talk. Since Trump's 2016 campaign, when he was elected, a number of women have accused him of sexual assault, but this is the first to go to trial, where these allegations can be aired and tested in a court of law.
Will he be there? Will Trump be there or even testify?
He's entitled to, but his lawyers haven't said yet. They're reserving the right for him to testify. Whatever happens, jurors will likely hear from him because there's a taped deposition in the case.
Okay, and how long is the trial expected to last?
The judge is renowned for running a tight ship. All of the evidence could be in by the end of next week, and it may not be long before we get a verdict in the civil case.
All right, NPR's Andrew Bernstein, thanks a lot.
Thank you.